The loan from the Wisconsin Development Fund will aid Logistics Health Incorporated, or LHI, in La Crosse to create 290 new jobs. Don Weber is the company's chairman and CEO.
It's because of assistance that we have received over the last several years from some of the programs that the government has established that allowed us, through low interest loans, through tax credits, through grants, to support this type of growth.
Governor Jim Doyle credits the legislature for providing those tools to help encourage development.
You take a great entrepreneur who has a great vision, you take a great community that gets behind it, you take a state that understands how important this business is and what its opportunities are, put all those pieces together, and you end up with the incredible employment growth that has been here.
Doyle says they're looking at giving out more low-interest loans to businesses from the state's development fund. Vicki Markison is executive director of the Seven Rivers Alliance, a group that helps boost economic growth in western Wisconsin. Markison says the 290 new jobs will help drive up wages in the region.
So to have these positive stories of a business that's growing is great news for everyone in this area and really gives everyone a shot in this arm that things are improving and we are going to make it through.
LHI CEO Don Weber says they hope to have 1,000 people employed by the year's end and 3,000 working for LHI in the next 5 years. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.